when a ministry animal awakens grief. One of the realities of pet-assisted chaplaincy is that a ministry animal may awaken grief as easily as it awakens comfort. That is especially true during the holidays, in elder care, in hospital follow-up, in family ministry settings, and anywhere people are carrying memories of loss. A person may see the dog and smile at first. Then their face changes. Their eyes fill with tears. They begin talking about a pet they lost, a spouse who loved animals, a child who used to walk the family dog, or a season of life that can never be returned in the same way. This does not mean something has gone wrong. It means the chaplain is standing in a human moment. Animals can stir memory powerfully. They connect with home, routine, affection, protection, companionship, and ordinary life. Because of that, a gentle dog or other suitable animal may bring grief closer to the surface than a direct question ever could. The chaplain must not panic when this happens. Do not rush to cheer the person up. Do not say, "At least you had many good years." Do not immediately change the subject. Do not act embarrassed by tears. Do not begin preaching to stop the sadness. Instead, remain calm. If the person begins crying, you may simply stay present and say something true and gentle, like, "You loved them very much. That memory means a lot to you. I can see this touches something deep. Thank you for sharing that with me." Those responses leave room for grief without pressing it. At the same time, the chaplain must still discern the difference between healthy expression and overwhelming emotional overload. Some people can name their grief and remain grounded. Others may become disoriented, flooded, or unable to recover their footing in the moment. The chaplain should watch carefully. Is the person calming as they speak? Are they becoming more distressed? Are they asking for prayer? Do they want silence? Do they seem comforted by the animal? Or is the animal now intensifying something too painful? The answer will not be the same in every situation. This is why pet-assisted chaplaincy must stay rooted in discernment. The animal may open something real, but the chaplain must decide how to respond. Sometimes the right response is to stay with the story briefly. Sometimes the right response is to offer a short prayer. Sometimes the right response is to say, "Would you like a quiet moment?" and let the person breathe. Sometimes the right response is to begin a gentle ending because the moment has become too heavy to continue well. Holiday settings can make this even more delicate. During Christmas or other family-centered seasons, grief is often close to the surface already. The animal may touch a memory that has been held in all day. A person may not only be grieving a pet, they may be grieving a whole world that used to exist. A wise chaplain understands that grief is not a problem to solve. It is a burden to honor. The animal should never be used as emotional bait. The chaplain should never try to produce a deeper reaction. If grief comes, receive it with steadiness. If it does not come, do not try to force meaning. And remember, the animal's well-being too. When emotion rises, people may cling longer, grip tighter, crowd closer, or lose awareness of the animal's limits. The chaplain must stay alert. Protecting the animal remains part of the ministry. Grief does not remove the need for boundaries. When a ministry animal awakens grief, the chaplain's task is simple but not easy. Stay calm, stay kind, stay observant, tell the truth gently, protect the person, protect the animal, and do not rush what should be handled with holy patience. That is comfort ministry with wisdom.